This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
All right, Genevieve Wood on the phone from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, and of course, dailysignal.com, which is where we go to find a lot of fantastic stories you aren't going to see in other places. Genevieve, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
You know, I've been watching to see who, in my opinion, the prime Democrat contenders are on the bench for 2028. And the one guy that keeps popping up challenging Donald Trump is J.B. Pritzker from Illinois. I really think that guy has got his eyes on running for president in 2028. And here we go again. He was one of the ones meeting with Joe Biden before Biden left office, potentially to work out ways to thwart Donald Trump's effectiveness.
Yeah, and probably shouldn't be too surprised by it, right, Mark? But at the same time, now we're, you know, these memos have come out. We don't have all the details yet, but there's a private investigation going on into what kind of scheming was happening before Donald Trump entered the Oval Office. We know that post the inauguration, Pritzker, along with Polis from Colorado and some other Democratic judges, their staffs were coordinating a meeting with the White House to talk about what they wanted to try and do to basically stranglehold anything that Trump would try to do once he got into office, whether it was dealing with immigration policies or a whole host of other things at the state level. And look, we saw this not exact same kind of thing, but when Trump came in 2017, remember Obama and his cronies like Susan Rice,
yes,
were investigating Trump administration officials that were incoming. They were trying to do these kind of like probes into their background to find dirt on them. That was all going on then, and now we see him doing it again.
Yeah, Trump has come in like a steamroller on a lot of things. Maybe Pritzker's the only one physically large enough to try to stop that. I don't know. But I would think, other than these attorney general challenges, they've basically failed to slow Trump down.
Well, they failed because they're all addicted to money and money from the federal government. And one of the first things the Trump administration has done is, guess what? You don't play along. You want to continue to be a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city. We're not going to give you any more money. We're cutting off the federal money coming your way. Well, that just isn't going to last forever because these folks are addicted to the money. They've got so much tied into it. I don't think they're going to be able to last. But you finally have an administration who's willing to play hardball, not roll over dead, say, oh, goodness, now our hands are tied. We can't do it. I think Trump likely knew a lot of this was going on, expected that a lot of it would be going on, and was prepared for it. In a much bigger way than he was the first time around.
Oh, I agree. A lot of the Democrats, I think, are just outraged that Elon Musk has the access that he does to some of these records. And the problem for me, for them, is that they're worried that their money could be impacted. You know, what do you make of this whole situation where Elon Musk is getting access to some of these things because he's trying to cut costs, unnecessary spending.
Well, I mean, at the IRS, thousands upon thousands of bureaucrats have access to all of our information, too. They know our Social Security number. I mean, it's not like he's the only person in America who has access to anything. And many people have felt persecuted by bureaucrats who have access to their information. And so, look, we all know who Elon Musk is. It's not as though President Trump has hidden him in the closet and nobody knows what this guy's doing. It's been very public about, I've asked this person, I've appointed them, which a president has the right executive power to do, to look into these different agencies and go about finding out where they have been either misallocating our money, outright fraud going on with our taxpayer dollars. And as I think we've heard time and again, and I believe completely true, we're only at the tip of the iceberg of what they're probably going to find. So I don't see a lot of Americans screaming about this. I see a lot of Democrats and a lot of people in these government agencies screaming about this. And it's not their money. See, the people who it's their money is it aren't screaming. It's the people who are spending the money that are screaming. And that ought to tell us a lot.
You know, Elon Musk is not hiding from it either. He tweeted this out yesterday in reference to John Fetterman questioning whether or not he should have access to information at the IRS. He said, his words here, bruh. If I wanted to rummage through random personal crap, I could have done it at PayPal. Hello? He had access to all of your banking information when he ran PayPal, and everybody had a PayPal account. We've still got a PayPal account. And yet you're worried now that he's going to go in and pillage your bank. He's a billionaire. It's silly season.
It's ludicrous.
It really is. Yeah. Hey,
it's
listen.
Ludicrous.
Thank you for your time as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Talk to you
soon.
Keep
on keeping on.
We will do it. Thank you. Genevieve Wood there, senior advisor at the Heritage Foundation. Yeah. He owned PayPal. And now he's found millions of people Social Security has marked alive who are in excess of 110 years old. How's that a thing? Give me a break.
Get more at 971talk.com.